Hi, everybody. I'm Brittany Lewis with Forbes Breaking News. Joining me now is Executive Director at Maryland Hillel, Ari Israel. Ari, thank you so much for joining me.
You're welcome. Thank you for the opportunity to have a conversation this afternoon.
We have seen pro-Palestinian encampments pop up on universities nationwide. Earlier this week, there was a sit-in at the University of Maryland. Some Jewish students at various universities have said that they don't feel safe at school. So first, to start the conversation, what is the environment like at the University of Maryland right now?
Yeah, thank you. So I would say that there's definitely been a storm since October 7th that we are a part of. At Maryland, we're not in the center or the eye of the storm that you are seeing. We are dealing with stormy seas. There's one big ocean that is impacting all of our students nationally. And our students are interconnected to other students. So what happens in one place certainly impacts our own students locally. As a matter of fact, one of the hostages is Hirsch, who just had a video surface the other day. His first cousin is a proud member of our community, and it's impacted him and so many others directly. And therefore, you know, the war is not distant. We've had students who have been over there. We have relatives. Personally, for me, I've had two high school classmates. I grew up in Maryland, and two of my high school classmates who moved to Israel, unfortunately, their sons lost their lives defending Israel and doing their best to augment an opportunity for Israel to stand against terrorism and against the barbarity of what Hamas is trying to accomplish, which is eradicate Jews.
So when you say that, from your perspective, what do you think of these encampments that are popping up right now?
So they're disturbing. They really are. When they're breaking the law, and I'm not an expert in campus law across the country, when they're breaking the law, I would hope that the university would do their best to protect all students and to enforce that law. There's really no reason they should not be enforcing that law, either criminal trespassing or certainly student conduct, which would have an impact on individuals, grades, but standing on campus, etc. And I would hope that the universities do that. So far at Maryland, you asked a question before about, you know, how are things? We are having a minor encampment that exists right now. Our Student for Justice in Palestine group are part of a broader group at GW. So they've sort of joined forces down in Washington because we're part of the DMV and students have gone there. So there is a small group on campus. Right now, the university is doing their best to contain it. It is not sort of, I'll use the word getting out of hand. Students have a right to gather. Students have a right to express themselves. We are all supporting free speech. We are hoping that that speech is not filled with hate and anti-Semitic chants, such as from the river to the sea, or calling, you know, what Jews are doing is genocide, etc. It's really harsh, and we faced that for the last 6 months as well.
As of right now, this week, this moment, do you and the Jewish community on Maryland's campus feel safe?
So it's a great question. I would say that overall, our Jewish students are feeling safe, which means that the university is doing a good job of supporting our students. The police have a very strong presence. We are grateful for all of their protection, whether it's a squad car at Hillel, which was there, you know, on a regular basis. It was there on over Passover. We've had several events and their police are present. And we are really grateful for that partnership and their investment in protecting students on campus. The university administration overall has also done a good job. There have been some mistakes, so some challenges that we faced. And the truth is, in relationship, we are able to sort of work through some of those issues that do bubble up and do surface. I like to use language all the time that we are at a university. University begins with two letters, UN. And if we look at three kind of levels of being unwelcome, we look at uncomfortable and unsafe.
As of right now, as of this past week, in this moment, do you or the Jewish community on Maryland's campus feel unsafe?
So thank you for that question. It's an important question. We want to make sure every student feels safe and supported at all times. They certainly do have that support of coming to Hillel, of being part of a community and able to celebrate their Judaism. We're grateful for the university leadership who are doing a good job, not a perfect job, but a good job. And the university police are doing an excellent job of supporting our students to feel safe. Occasionally, students are unsafe. and feel unsafe as well when there was a Nazi salute and when students encountered F Jews by a group of students on campus, or when a student was in an elevator a few weeks ago and one anti-Israel student said to this woman, a member of our community, when she found out that her sister, I'm referring to the Jewish student's sister, is in Israel, younger sister, the individual said, "I hope she dies." And that is extremely not just irritating and the concept of free speech, which we certainly want to support, but to make that statement in a closed elevator with other individuals certainly makes a student feel unsafe at times. Definitely uncomfortable. And I do feel that students since October 7th have had many encounters where they are uncomfortable. And occasionally as well, they are unwelcome, such as recently when the Students for Justice in Palestine and other members of the student government tried to pass an anti-Israel and an anti-Semitic divestment bill. If that would happen on campus, singling out Israel amongst any other state and just critiquing the Jewish state, that would make Jewish students unwelcome on campus. Thank God our students, our pro-Israel alliance, are working diligently, were able to defeat that bill. Unfortunately, we are prepared that it's going to come back and we're going to have to face it again.
As a leader on this campus, as a Jewish leader, what do you say when students face this type of hate?
So unfortunately, this is something that, you know, the Jewish community has faced anti-Semitic hate for thousands of years. It's literally part of our Seder, which is our Passover celebration, which we had just this past Monday and Tuesday night, where we were talking about over the course of generations, multiple individuals have tried to eradicate the Jewish people. And we have a belief, we have a strength, and we have a resilience that we are a people that has been around and has adversity. And we are hopeful that it is a moment that is very for an 18-year-old to deal with for the first time, because they probably grew up in, you know, wherever they were coming from, whether it's a New York area or the Midwest, whether they were exposed to a lot of, you know, a strong Jewish community or not, they are coming out of campus and encountering hate for that time. And it is painful. It really is. So we're doing our best to make sure that the student feels support, whether it's individually, Hillel's relationship with our staff. We have a staff of 12 people who are there to integrate and make sure everyone has a place. We have done multiple initiatives to bring everyone to. We had an Israel Solidarity Shabbat. This coming week, post-Passover, we will be celebrating another Israel Shabbat. We're going to celebrate Israel Fest on the Mall and try to do our privacy and engage the campus community, not just recognizing here that Israel and what we are trying to do is standing up for democracy against terror.
Ari, I am curious, what do you say to Jewish students and Jewish Americans at large who are asking the question, we've marched for Black lives, to stop Asian hate, for dignity for the LGBT community. Why aren't any or many non-Jewish Americans standing up to anti-Semitism with us?
Yeah, I think it's a great question. And certainly in Maryland, we are blessed with allies. We are not alone. We're not just a, you know, a rowboat on a vast ocean, vast sea of the ocean, adrift. We are grateful for the Catholics on campus. I'm aware of many Black students who have come up and given their support and saying, here we are. The student government president is a non-Jewish woman who is an amazing ally and did a great job during the divestment bill that I mentioned a few minutes ago, and stood tall and proud and said, this is really not something we want to support on our campus. It's divisive and it's not unifying. And she comes from a military, a family that actually is involved in military production. And she said to me point blank, as a proud American, I don't support this, let alone my support of what Israel represents. So we do have allies. I would say that there's a lot of intersectionality challenges on campus where some of the progressive community is certainly allied against us. And it's something that we do face. And we would hope that you're right. We would expect and hope that more people see clarity when we're doing our best to combat terror and hate.
Let's talk about those intersectionality challenges a bit. In this moment between the sit-ins, the pro-Palestinian encampments nationwide, and the rise of anti-Semitism on college campuses. Have you found it hard to foster a more inclusive environment?
Yeah, so it's a great question. 2.5 years ago, fall of 21, when we faced some anti-Semitic flyers on campus, Marilyn Hillel sponsored an evening called Spin Love, Not Hate. And we actually had an individual, a Black woman who lost her son, unfortunately, to a racist murder on campus. She was our keynote speaker. We had the Muslim Students Association, the Black Student Union, the Catholics, the student government all come out and say, we are against bias. And it was a moment of strength. Hundreds and hundreds of university students stood there and say, we are in this together. The university president was there. The student government president was there, a non-Jewish individual. And they passed a unanimous resolution in support of the Jewish communities facing hate. Now we are 2.5 years later facing a divestment bill, which is filled with this idea that we were going to single out the Israel state and try to isolate Jewish students on campus. And that hurts. It really does. It hurts that some of those allies are no longer willing to stand up and saying we stand against anti-Semitism. Several of the members of the Students Justice in Palestine continue to claim that they are not anti-Semitic, just anti-Israel. And I question, and the Jewish students on campus question, that when they wear swag with a map of the state of Israel, and it is filled with Palestinian colors without any room for Jewish identity or Israel identity, how could that not be called anti-Semitism when you're erasing a Jewish identity? When their swag also says in Arabic that all of Palestine shall be 100% Arab. Well, if you're really not anti-Semitic, then where are you expecting the Jews to go? Perhaps they're asked to go back to Poland, which we've heard before. They haven't said that, but it certainly implies that Jews are not welcome. If you don't call that anti-Semitism, I'm not sure what it is.
Is there any collaborative effort? I know you said there was one 2.5 years ago, but right now between different faith groups on campus and Jewish faith leaders to make a more inclusive environment, to bridge this gap, create bridges between these different student communities?
Yeah, it's a great question. Several of our Jewish students have tried multiple times. Terps for Israel, which is our largest pro-Israel coalition, which is a proud part of the Hillel umbrella. We are an umbrella organization of a community of communities. We have 30 student groups under our umbrella. Terps for Israel is sort of the largest arm of our community that is supporting our pro-Israel agenda. And we also have another group called Mishalanu. And Mishalanu is a group of Israeli students on campus, either born in Israel, but now as students on campus, or their parents, and they speak Hebrew at home. So it's another one of our clubs on campus. And one of the student leaders of this, one of the groups, said that they talked to one of the members of SJP and said, hey, you know, is there room to converse? And the member simply turned to them and said, you are an oppressor. And that really hurts. Because if you're talking about you are an oppressor and you say, look, I don't support the Israeli government, I'm nervous about what's happening, you know, in the Middle East, that's one thing. But to turn to a fellow student and a fellow Jewish student and saying you are an oppressor actually hurts and smites, and it doesn't foster much dialogue and much room for bridge building. The Jewish community has expressed over and over again that we are willing and able to talk, and we have been stonewalled each time and have not met with fellow students who are willing to embrace that conversation.
Is there any way forward, do you think, for people on campus to protest maybe Israel's government, Israel's policies, without crossing that line of being anti-Semitic, of singling out those individual students?
Yeah, I think that's a good question. I do feel that if individuals are critical of the Israeli government, the Israeli people themselves, you know, prior to October 7th, were continually protesting some of the judicial reform and judicial overhaul that was taking place in Israel. There were hundreds of thousands of Israelis who said that we are not supportive of the Israeli government. I actually think that's fair game. Like, we as Americans should be able, using free speech, to say we critique, whether it's the Biden government or the Trump administration, to say we disagree with what's happening. And unfortunately, we're seeing a lot of political divide, both in America and in Israel. And yet what we consider anti-Semitism is where you're not giving room for Jewish students to express themselves, where you're singling out Israel and in divestment bill and saying, yes, Israel perhaps has committed some challenging moments during this war. The reality is that we didn't start this war. We didn't ask for 1,200 Jews to be, and not only Jews, but Jews and non-Jews to be slaughtered, and barbarism and rape and taking hostages on October 7th. And to deny that and to say, oh, it's just Israel's fault, I think is an atrocity. And there's a professor on campus who has been open about saying that the Jewish women who have said that they've been raped, they're just fabricating lies. That hurts, it really does. And I think we need to do our best to stand together and to find those allies. I'm hopeful we'll find those allies again. I really am. Our community is strong. I think the University of Maryland is a diverse place, and we will once again persevere. It's just a painful moment for both sides right now who are expressing and losing individuals. And my heart does go out for Palestinian children who are being killed. And it really is a painful moment when there is such loss of life. I wish Israel did not have to defend itself. I wish Israel could live in peace, and I hope that time and moment will come.
In this moment, what do you think is missing from the national conversation when we're seeing tensions at an all-time high on this campus or on campuses throughout the country, reaching a boiling point now, but a rise in anti-Semitism since October 7th?
Yeah, I hope that where there's a yin and a yang, right? There's a pull that society continues to sort of shape and shift. And I do hope, and I do believe in the, you know, betterment of human beings. I really do. And I'm a proud American. And I am hopeful that there are other Americans who see the challenges and the hatred. If there's an Islamophobic incident that happens on campus, and unfortunately there have been a few Islamophobic incidents on campus where it's reported to me that a woman was wearing a hijab, which is a traditional Muslim head covering, and was called a terrorist. Don't know who did it. I'm not saying it was certainly not a public member of our community that did it. It was reported to us that this happened. My heart goes out to her, I really do. It's a sad moment that there's such hatred that exists. And we all should have a time where we're able to get along. I think what's happening now is that there's been a breakdown of support for policies, which I mentioned earlier about some of the breaking of the laws and encampment. And I'm grateful for the University of Maryland. There was one disturbance a few weeks back where Congressman Jamie Raskin, who is a member of the Democratic Party here in Maryland, and is a Jewish member of Congress, came to speak to campus a few weeks ago. He came to speak at the physics department, and it was a lecture on democracy sponsored by a professor who sponsored a lecture in memory of his Holocaust surviving parents. And Jamie Raskin was shouted down by individuals on campus. And that was our first time where we had such disturbances, where there was lack of respect and lack of, you know, a willingness to dialogue and willing to have a conversation. And Congressman Raskin tried. He tried multiple times. And that's a sad reality that individuals are just, you know, strong-headed and saying, we have the truth. And the answer is, I hope we all express ourselves in such a way that we can learn from each other and grow together and have tough conversations. But it has to be conversations and dialogue, not screaming and shouting each other down. And the university came, and I mentioned before where I feel Maryland has done a very good job. The university came out strongly in support of students on campus who, if they would protest and disturb, they would face serious consequences, both including Office of Student Conduct, as well as and up to criminal charges. And that's really what we can ask of the university. They're not gonna stop everything, but they have to have policies and then ultimately enforce them.
From our conversation, it sounded like there was a moment of unity about 2.5 years ago, members of all different types of faith coming together. Now that doesn't appear to be the case. So what do you think is the path forward?
Well, I think the first path forward, I think for all of us, is to pray. And I, as a religious individual, I do believe in prayer. And I also believe in human interaction. It's not simply relying on God, but it's a partnership. and we have to do our best. And I do hope that Israel will continue to eradicate the evil of Hamas and to do its best to free as many hostages as possible. And I do hope that some negotiations will come forward. And we saw some really fruitful production of that back in November. And unfortunately, since then, all conversations have ceased. I hope that Israel will be able to stand tall and proud and to be able to defend itself. I would love the Palestinian people who have been used as human shields by Hamas and have been pawns in their evil can find that peace and be able to return to their homes in peace, and that ultimately we can all learn to get together in the Middle East, which I hope would spread back to here, right? We are a microcosm of what's happening over there. So the war didn't start on campus here. The war started there, and what's happening here is just a mirror image of what's happening here and some of those tensions and some of those moments of hate.
Ari, thank you so much for the conversation today. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. The only thing I'm going to end, if I can, and just a line I like to use all the time, is I hope that in the midst of all this pain and turmoil, when we are seeing such raw emotions and raw pain that exists, that we as human beings can find the empathy in the other. And we can recognize that there is true pain, loss, and we need to work our best to build and to come together. Sadly, we have been only reacting to the noise that exists, and we're continually sort of pummeled by the tensions. My prayer and hope for all is that we go back to not making noise, but creating music and magic together. Thank you.
Well, that's a beautiful note. Thank you so much.